T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jay Gruden entered his 5th season here in Washington, set up to get fired. This setup you could see from a mile away, more than that, hundreds of miles away. You could be like one of those guys on the perch of the ship. Land ho! Jay Gruden fired ho! Right over there. It's going to happen. It's pretty easy to see. Obvious, right? Everybody knew this was going to go down, especially you draft a rookie quarterback. You got yourself a giant salary cap penalty. And I put that in quotes in what Alex Smith is and was and will still be, by the way, for a couple more years. You're not out of the woods on the Alex Smith deal anywhere coming up soon. Thanks again, Bruce. Trent Williams not playing for you. Darius Geis hurt all the time. Jordan Richardson. You combine those two players, you got zero production. Trent Richardson. What the hell's the matter with me? Good Lord. Trent Richardson, fat, out of shape, probably in the XFL. Paul Richardson, a do-nothing receiver for the Redskins. And Trent Williams. My God, Thom. What the hell was that?
Do you want to start over? You want to start the segment over?
Yep, do it again.
It's Grant and Danny.
Good.
Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome back from that long commercial break. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Pete is in for GP. Jay Gruden was set up to fail in his final year in Washington. Coming into the season, you got a rookie quarterback you're tasked with developing, right? Trent Williams not going to play for you. Jordan Reed hurt in the preseason. You got Paul Richardson not really contributing. A whole bunch of things that were going against the Redskins. And oh, by the way, Alex Smith and the salary cap penalty. Much better intro to the segment the second time than the first time. The point of the dude's story is this. Jay Gruden was set up to fail. That's not an excuse for Jay Gruden, by the way. I got plenty wrong with Jay Gruden. I never thought that Jay Gruden was as good as some members of the media wanted to crown him, right? Some people just like him because he's shucking and jiving up there because he gives you a quote, man, just like this man, I don't know. He's up there doing his thing. People like him more than they should. And I never thought he was anywhere near as bad as a lot of the fan base that will never forgive him for how Robert Griffin ended, right? That the ending of that for Robert Griffin, I believe I'm using this word correctly, Thommy, the Robert Griffin stands, we'll never forgive Gruden for how that all went down. Even though the writing was on the wall, they refused to read it. They kept their eyes closed, their blinders on. You should have known it was over. I was one of you at one point, and I knew it was over. You got to get on my level. But they'll never forgive him for that, and that's just, you know, you can't talk to them about that. That's fine. But Jay Gruden got vilified. Some of it probably fair, some of it not. I'm wondering, what do you think? Do you think Redskins fans in general have animosity towards him? Or are they just, I hope he does well. He's a good coordinator. He'll be fine in Jacksonville.
I don't think they give two you-know-whats,
really?
To be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, look, he had a brief run of success here, very brief. Look, he's proven to, at least for the short term, be correct about Robert Griffin III, who's now just a journeyman backup in the NFL. Jay kind of had a laissez-faire, you know, attitude about things. He wasn't really confrontational with the media or anything. So there really isn't anything to be super duper angry or be vilified toward Jay for. I mean, you know, people knew when the schedule came out this year, they were going to be, they were going over. I mean, at the start of the season, I mean, the schedule was just conspired against them. And it put all the ingredients together to what everybody on this radio station and in the media everywhere figured out, that he was more than likely going to be adios after the winless start to the season. And, you know, I don't think Redskins fans are going to care one way or the other.
I respectfully disagree with that. I think Redskins fans...
You don't have to respectfully disagree.
No, I disagree.
I'm a big boy.
I want to do it respectfully. Okay. I like to disagree respectfully. Or I could be like, Pete, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We could just sports radio show. We could do that. But that's not really my style. I respectfully disagree, and here's why. Head coaches with the Washington Redskins, good, bad, or indifferent, everybody thinks they're smarter than that guy. Everybody thinks that they could be winning. If you buy into the Redskins on an annual basis, if you sell what they or if you buy rather what they sell you, that we're close, we're right here. They, you know, whatever the jackass that calls in the junkie sometimes and just always predicts 13-3, even though they haven't done that, you know, in 30 years plus or whatever it is, close to 30 years. Then you blame the coach. Blaming the coach is time honored, right? It's you know, you blame the quarterback when you don't win, you blame the coach, et cetera. It becomes very easy. People are passionate about whoever the coach is or was, right? There are certain guys that are made. Joe Gibbs, if he, you know, went 0-16 for three straight years, would still be a hero, and right,
because he won three Super Bowls
because of what he did. But blaming the coach, people are passionate about that kind of no matter what, right? Now that Minuski's out the door, anytime a pass was completed, bleeping Minuski, no chance it was on Jimmy Moreland. It was clearly Minuski's fault, right? People are going to blame the coach, sometimes too much so. I can find plenty of fault with Jay Gruden. I can find some things that he did very well, like get receivers open for the most part. A bunch of no-names are able to catch passes for him because guys are open. But I don't think Redskins Nation, such as it is, doesn't care. I think everybody cares. Right or wrong, everybody's got an opinion on it. So you don't see it that way?
I don't see it that way. I mean, I don't think they're, especially since he's only going to be the offensive coordinator. He's not going to be the head coach there. As we said, you know, he won't get a chance to face the Redskins. If he's still the OC in Jacksonville, he'll come back to FedEx Field in 2022. It'd be interesting to see what kind of reception. Hell, he might be the head coach of the Jaguars by that point if Doug Marrone has another poor season. But I simply look at, I mean, look, based on recent history, look at what these coaches have done outside of Washington. Mike Shanahan outside of the Redskins culture was really good. Kyle Shanahan is now back in his second Super Bowl since exiting Washington as an assistant coach. I mean, I just look at, you know, what these guys have done outside of the Redskins, and I've seen success. I think if he has some success with Gardner Minshew and Nick Foles down in Jacksonville, people might go, yeah, we always thought Jay was a good offensive coordinator. You know, he's just not a real good head coach, kind of like the Norv Turner syndrome. But I don't really think Redskin fans, maybe Tailgate Ted and Who Is Susie Q will all be, oh, the great for Jay. They've got a great offense. Other than that, I don't care. I don't care what Jay does.
Interesting.
Good.
I think there'll be a huge portion of the fan base.
Glad he has a job.
Yeah. The ones that, you know, I think reflexively hate us, honestly, just if we're being realistic about it.
Well, they tune in every day.
Some do. Some say they don't. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Numbers say they do.
Well,
the analytics say they do.
Of course. I think there's a huge portion of the fan base that wants that guy to crash and burn. I think they want him to fail miserably, and because people love to be proven right. And in their minds, Jay was a problem. And they'll point to how much better they were with Bill Callahan than they were with Jay Gruden. Yeah. Well, they won a couple games. I mean, the offense was terrible.
It wasn't like Jay lost a chopped liver.
No, I'm with you. I mean, again, I think these people are wrong, by the way, that I'm talking about, but that's what they'll point to. They'll say, see, they were more competitive under Callahan. He was a pro. It was too loose, and it was lax. I think people care. I think a lot of Redskins fans care and want to see him fail. The same way I think that initially they wanted to see Kyle Shanahan fail. They wanted to see him go somewhere and be out of the league and prove the only reason he got this job was because of his dad,
right,
which was wrong because he was a great coordinator, by the way, had top five offenses
proving
in Houston.
That.
And obviously he can coordinate some offense. We know that now. But that talk had to die down. But I think people want to be right. I don't think people like Jay Gruden, especially a huge faction of the fan base that was angry and will never get over how Robert Griffin ended. Tell me I'm wrong. It's fine. 800-636-1067. You guys on hold. Stay right there. Do you think Redskins fans, I just posted a poll at Funny Danny, do you want him to succeed in Jacksonville or fail miserably? Or ambivalent, like Pete seems to believe. 800-636-1067. Your call's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.